What's up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here. Happy 2019 to all the Video Game Bang listeners. We did take a small break last week, and we were scheduled to come back for this episode on Thursday. However, we had some issues. There was a sickness. If you follow on social media, Emma isn't feeling well. Curtis got roped into some stuff, and we decided to extend our vacation by one more episode. But I'm not going to leave you guys with no content. When have I ever done that, guys? You're in for a treat because after the VGB Christmas party, I leave the doors to the studio open and allow anybody who wants to come in, take a seat, and host their own show about whatever topics they want. And luckily, some very talented individuals decided to take the call. And one of them is Taylor Bauby, who's been on our show quite a bit lately. Wicked smart guy. He's been all over the video games industry. He sits down along with an unlikely crew of Darren the Germanic Ogre from the Sacramento PC Gaming Group, Madison Mata, who you know and love already, and Jay Wheeler, short nerdy guy. He's a cosplayer, has his own podcast in the Sacramento area. And if that wasn't enough, Curtis's roommate and brother, Leek, drops by into the show, and he's one of my new favorite people. Guarantee he will be on VGB a lot in 2019. The guy's amazing. And just as a side note, we are going to play just the first 30 minutes of what they had created. It did go about an hour and 45 minutes, which is totally cool. And if you want to hear the extended thing, we're going to post it in its entirety on our Patreon, patreon.com/videogamebang. If you end up enjoying it and you want to hear an hour and 45 plus minutes of non-stop action. Thank you guys so much for being so understanding while we take this time away to recharge our batteries. And then we're going to hit 2019 huge. There's going to be a lot of announcements coming up, more special guests, and I have a very strong feeling that 2019 for Video Game Bang is going to be a breakout year. So thank you guys so much. Thank you to our sponsors, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Mainframe, Vast.gg, and WebAround Gaming. We loved working with them in 2018. Can't wait to continue on in 2019. And thank you most importantly to the fans. You guys have been amazing. The listenership, whatever you want to call it, the downloads go up year after year, and it's all in part to you guys and letting people know that you like the show. So please be vocal about it. Let your friends know if they like video games. Video Game Bang might just be the podcast for them. But I'm done talking. I've rambled enough. You're going to enjoy this show more than I think you think you will. I think that you won't enjoy it as much as I think you think I will. All right. Enough said. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. It's VGB After Dark, folks.
Hey.
Which one of us gamers does not like loving themselves? Because you know what? Loving yourselves is the most important thing you can do for you.
So, what's our topic? I mean, we're talking about Aquaman a little bit.
A little bit. Let's talk about...
Let's talk about Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa. Hello!
Hello.
So please
join us in the hot seat. Yeah.
You got to get some estrogen in this room, right?
So, please. Yes.
I don't know what
Thank
the fuck
you.
I'm doing in Corey's seat here.
So, I know.
Pop on the headphones. Right now the conversation piece is Jason Momoa.
Jason, I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Aquaman.
I do know who that is.
Khal Drogo.
He's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa, Frontier, the man, Khal Drogo,
so hot.
Right.
He went to high school with your mom, Pratt. I can ask a question.
He went to high school with my mom. Thanks, Pratt. Pat
just learned he's an Iowan.
Yeah.
He's from Iowa.
He's from Iowa.
Yeah.
What else is in Iowa?
Superman.
Corn.
Corn.
The Kents.
Sacramento's number one Jason Momoa podcast, live and on the air tonight. Sacramento's number one Jason Momoa
Dude,
podcast.
Dude, Sacramento is number one in the country.
All things.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Sacramento's the number one city in the country.
It's the number one city in Sacramento.
Yeah.
It's true.
No.
Yeah.
It's the number one city.
Sacramento's number one city in Sacramento.
Yes.
Weird fucks, but okay.
Yes.
Coming I'm not going to take that negative.
It's not negative. It's positive. It's negative. It's number one.
It's just coming from a guy that's lived in Los Angeles, L.A.
Those are the same.
Los Angeles? Please. You're going to compare Los Angeles to Sacramento?
What about L.A.?
Hang on.
Point.
People that live in L.A. think Los Angeles and L.A. are two separate things.
There's the county of Los Angeles.
Well, that's like, yeah.
Okay. I've been to L.A. I've been to the county of Los Angeles, and they both suck.
Yeah. Well, you've just been taken to the wrong parts.
That's fair. Every place has its good parts.
Right.
Except true. Fresno.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Right.
That's fair.
I'm glad we can all agree.
We can all agree about Fresno.
Yeah.
We can all agree about Fresno.
This is good.
Fresno, yeah. I'm like, a little bit of Bakersfield thrown in there.
Yeah. A little bit of Bakersfield.
Isn't corn from Bakersfield?
A little oil.
Sorry, that's music, not video games.
I thought you said, I thought corn tuna was like
corn. No, K-O-R-N.
No, corn, I'm aware of that, but I'm laughing at the
hardcore
fact.
I hope not, but musical
that would
group
make
from,
sense.
No, they are from Fresno. I'm pretty sure they're either from Fresno or Modesto.
No, they're from
99%
one.
Sure.
Yeah. Actually, they're not. They're from Bakersfield. Corn is
from
Bakersfield.
Oh,
she called
damn.
It first.
I said 99%.
She said Bakersfield.
99%.
When she said corn, I was like, no, corn's from Iowa, because I'm thinking like Field of Dreams, like if you build a I'm like, oh, like little corn. From Iowa, like we're back to Iowa again.
Iowa.
But back to our topic.
I am the worst to lead this show.
No, you don't have to lead it. Just because you're in that chair.
You don't have to lead the show. You have to enjoy what we're talking about.
The topic is Jason Momoa.
I really enjoy talking,
so
that works.
I'm going to make a statement, and I'm curious what you guys think of this.
All right.
Okay.
I think Jason Momoa was wasted as Khal Drogo.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Wait. Are we talking because he was only in like...
I would have been wasted as Khal Drogo.
And then they killed him off?
I think physically, he was perfect for the that type of role.
Right.
Yeah. Dude, he was
but
so hot.
But Jason Momoa is such a great actor.
Yes.
No.
And no?
Mm. Have you seen Frontier?
He's okay.
Frontier's fantastic.
Yeah.
The little bits that he had on Stargate Atlantis.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I didn't see
fantastic.
That.
My God, I love Stargate.
So, like, he's this very perfect human being.
Okay.
Yes.
And I felt like Khal Drogo is a super important character, just as a character.
What about the mountain?
The mountain?
No,
he's not perfect?
I think,
no. No.
Wait, the actor who plays the mountain?
Yeah, he's pretty fucking perfect.
But this isn't about
him. Have you seen the guy? He's like 6'8". He makes me look small. And he's 6'8". And a man.
He is Adonis. Okay, Khal Drogo might be Adonis.
I was like, I don't know. Like,
I'm a Gemini. I can't make decisions. Go on.
Okay. All
right.
But
I love the astrology deflection.
I think.
I'm a Leo. I'm just mean.
I think.
That's true.
The person
who. The hound. I love it. Pratt, the hound. The Hound was awesome.
God damn, I love The Hound.
The Hound is perfect.
Thank you,
as well.
Pratt.
Also, Pratt, the fact
perfect.
That The Hound was in
oh
Hot
God,
Fuzz is still
but,
to this day the best.
Okay, the guy who plays the mountain, I think, was the perfect person to play the mountain.
Yes.
Well, he had to be. He was huge. Yeah. And he's also like
the
one
hound.
Of the world's
perfect.
Strongest man.
I just think.
Tell the Hound
did
a couple
did
times.
You see the mountain's Swedish commercial for they had these jugs of water that looked like barbells?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you have to look that up
that
on YouTube.
Surprise me.
It's a Swedish commercial, and he's so he goes to the gym, right? Being the mountain, and crushes all the weights in the gym, right?
Yeah.
So he can't lift, right? So, but he's thirsty also. So he goes to his local supermarket, right? Looks for water and finds this water, this jug shaped like a weight. And he doesn't crush it. Like, he was scared to grab it because he thought he was going to crush it. But no, he doesn't, and so then that just shows everyone cheering behind him while he's weightlifting and drinking the water at the same time.
This is ridiculous.
And
that
then
does
it
sound
just,
pretty ridiculous.
And then it just says the title of the water and then end a commercial.
I watched this man deadlift 1,000 pounds.
Oh, yeah. The amount is insane. Like, I watch his strongman competitions, and it's funny because I get told
pounds.
All the time, they were like, you look like Brian Shaw. Like, he's like a gigantic bodybuilder guy. He's a, like Arnold, like Adonis level guy.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'm like, the only thing I lift right here is my ego and my mouth.
Right.
And
you need to work out more.
And mouth,
Wow.
Damn.
That was like direct attack. I'm not sure how to take that. That's actually a valid point, though. I'm actually, so funny, I hit the gym. I've been hitting the gym
already. Dude, often, I hit the gym before this party.
You did?
Yeah.
I did.
I was at home chasing
I was
a four
late
or 2 year
because
old, so like,
I preferred to be at the gym than be at this party.
Did you know?
It's true.
Nerd fact. if you go to the gym before you go drinking at a party, the alcohol gets you a little bit drunker faster?
Not if you eat four pizzas of pizza first.
True. Scientific fact.
Wait, was it?
I know the scientific fact of how much pizza soaks the alcohol.
Yes. So
I was going to say, was it Domino's or was it the Little Caesars? Because I brought them hot and ready, just like myself.
Ooh.
Oh, damn. Dude, did he just up and leave?
He'll be back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taylor had to go.
I thought I failed as a host.
No. Again, you don't necessarily have to be the hostess in the chair.
The hostess with the mostest?
No, the nostest. No.
The nostest?
Yeah.
No.
It's a new word coming out here.
I supposed to be self-conscious of my nose now?
No. Why would you be self-conscious
you
of
You called
your nose?
Me fat, and now you're worried about your
I
nose.
I didn't call you fat. I just said you needed to work at the gym more.
What does that even mean? I'm not sure what to say. I am emotionally crippled right now. I need to drink more.
Okay. Oh, please. I'm drinking someone else's Blue Moon, so.
I don't have anything.
What do you need? Oh, hey.
I need some alcohol.
It's
that's what I need.
It's probably Ogre is a great thanks, Pratt. Thanks.
I like Pratt.
Yeah. He doesn't like me apparently. I'm an ogre.
What? Why is how are you an ogre?
Taylor, we're trying.
Do you see what chat says right now?
Yeah. What? Ogre is a great host. Yeah. What's up?
I'm an ogre apparently.
But
no, that's this guy.
First of all,
ogres
are awesome.
You're ogre.
You're so far from an ogre.
Yeah,
also. Malik! Hey,
what?
My new BFF.
What a saint.
Hold on, I got you. Here we go. Right here.
All
right. Let me know when I'm relieving you.
You're not relieving me. You're relieving one
Malik,
of these
can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can I get another
beer
as well?
Absolutely. Wow.
Sorry, I don't want to
include
you.
Wow.
Okay. Let's clean the area off.
Love you too.
Corey comes in here, he doesn't see empty bottles. He might be mad.
So... I kind of want to talk about something real quick.
Yeah, what's
right,
up? What's on your mind?
So Christmas is upon us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
I mean, we could just do this and put decorations up for no reason.
I see it.
You know?
Where'd Malik go?
He's getting some
Malik,
alcohol.
Okay. Malik is being amazing and making a quick beer run because he is the nicest guy.
This is totally losing itself. Like,
anyways.
Where the fuck is Corey? Why am I in this seat?
You're fine.
Okay. All right, so
you want to trade seats?
Like, Are you nervous about being in the hot seat?
Yeah, do you want to trade seats?
Do you really want to trade seats?
No.
Okay.
So,
here's Malik.
Yes. Okay.
There's Malik.
Welcome
so,
back.
I
am so self-conscious of my. I don't think you guys realize
Malik
like,
with the
how low a self-esteem I have.
So,
why is your self-esteem so low?
I went and
I'm
drove
a woman?
And did the dumb
anyway.
Thing.
Anyway.
Why?
And I
went wait, we're cross-talking. He's talking.
Right, sorry.
Go talk.
What are you saying?
I did the dumb thing.
Oh.
And I went to Arden Fair Mall.
Oh.
That is a dumb thing.
To shop for Christmas.
Why didn't you go to Roseville?
Because I live just a couple blocks in this area.
That's fair.
So I didn't want to drive all the way to Roseville.
That's fair. That's fair.
Also, yep. I have a 98 Acura Integra.
Oh,
so,
that's really fair.
Yeah. So,
wait, no, Acuras aren't that bad. At least it's not a Kia.
That's true. But I used to live in Roseville, and I drove a 84... I drove an 84 Mazda truck. They had
Mazdas are really good.
The
B2000?
Which
yes.
one? Yeah, my man.
It had a Tonka sticker across the back.
You're
that's
a
how
saint.
We bought it.
The man's and a saint.
That's how you win. That's how you win.
The man's a saint.
And I went and I was
literally how
you
know, win at life.
And I was in. I went to high school in Roseville High School, and I got turned
friend.
Down by it. Anyways.
You got turned down because of your B2000?
Yeah, people were looking at me weird because I wasn't driving the hip thing.
They don't understand.
Anyways.
They really don't. You respect the B2000.
That truck will go to 300K, 400K,
easily.
500K.
No, it went so far.
And you
far.
Got a Tonka sticker in the back. You'd be like, hey, ladies, what's up?
It's the best.
Look, it went through all high school, me driving through Portland and Seattle.
There
wow.
you go.
So, anyways, so I went.
Look at me. I'm the host now. I'm listening, buddy.
So
I feel so bad. I'm like, I'm not sure if that's racist or not. Because I'm over here, like, Captain Phillips, like, look, it's me. I am the host now.
Like, how about this? I am the host now.
There you go.
All right, Donald.
Yeah.
So
I'm hosting.
I
knew this was a bad idea because I didn't even get close to Arden Fair Mall.
Oh,
and there was already traffic.
Yeah.
What?
There was already traffic.
That was a bad idea.
And so I'm like, all right, well, screw this. I'm parking across the street where Black Bear Diner is,
and you're gonna
and I'll
walk.
right?
Yeah, Chevrolet got
across the street from Martin Fair.
Yeah, it's been there for a minute. It's the old, like Eppo's or Perky's, whatever.
Well, it used to be Carol's.
Carol's,
yeah. Yeah, it was Carol's, and now it's a Blackbird Diner.
But then money was a problem.
Anyways.
Well, it just opened up a couple months ago.
Right. So, you know.
Okay. I was like, how long ago did you work there?
I stopped working there like 5 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So I popped in my AirPods and I started.
Humble brag.
Yeah, humble brag. So, right. And then I started listening to the off-topic podcast from Achievement Hunter. And I'm walking across the street. And already I can literally walk across the street and back without getting hit by cars in a major thoroughfare. Because
there's an issue.
Yeah, because there was so much traffic. So I get into the mall, and you know those people that do the
valet.
No, not the valet. The Swiss Army, but
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ring-a-ling.
There was just the bucket. The bucket was just there, and
with the
bell
money.
Was chilling on the bucket.
With
and
the
there
money.
Was a sign on it saying, "It's too cold outside." Put some money in the bucket.
Put some money in the bucket.
And guess where I found the person that's supposed to be ringing the bell?
Hot dog on a stick.
No. Check him out. So there's one way to get in through.
I know that story.
I love it.
Through the Arden Mall, right? It's through Macy's, right? And so I saw the person checking out the Ray-Bans in the Macy's
Ray-Bans.
Section.
Okay.
And so, you know, I'm walking past. And there's all that rave music that the makeup people are shouting out, right? Because they're like, hey, try
Mac
our makeup.
Mac and Sephora, who are right next to each other.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Ultra's got the whole...
Yeah, right?
Try on our face makeup, and you're behind the scenes like marshmallows playing on the fucking radio.
So somehow...
Like, I can't put the foundation on because it's padding because the face is so loud.
Yeah, it sounds like you're sounds like a blade.
My face is vibrating.
Sounds like a blade
somehow,
movie.
Since Macy is...
Only when I have pimples.
Macy's is kind of going under, but yet somehow they were afford a DJ.
Yeah.
So there's a DJ right out in front of Macy's.
Okay.
Pretending to spin records.
He's doing it digitally. Wait, huh?
Yeah.
Pretending.
Well, he has like a record like that, but I could see him off to the side.
Like what?
Just,
like so this one those, over here, the Audio Technica.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
So
okay.
Those are spinning, but I could see him go over to his iPad and just hit the next song.
It's like that meme from the Latin TV show, the Europe, whatever. So and the guy's like doing his DJ thing, and then there's like no cables, and the girl's like singing, and the guy's all.
I'm really sorry, guys, but to bring it back. Right. What the fuck does this have to do with Jason Momoa?
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
it's an experience.
We'll find our way.
Yeah.
We'll find our way. This is a maze, and we're working through it.
She's over here like, I started out moist, and now I'm drying up, and now I'm like.
Super dry, because Arden Fair Mall got brought up.
Right.
Yeah. It looks like a desert in here.
Yeah. The best part is, she's like, I worked there, and all of a sudden now she's like, Sahara.
Yeah. Which, by the way, the Sahara Desert makes an appearance in Aquaman.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Sahara Desert.
Because I saw the trailer and they showed like a little like underground cavern.
Apparently,
or whatever.
The Sahara Desert in Aquaman is one of the Seven Kingdoms.
Mm. Oh.
They just weren't getting with it and they
the
dried
seven
up.
The Seven Kingdoms of what?
The Seven Kingdoms of the Sea.
That actually makes sense though. I've seen some of that. Swinging in here grabbing.
Is that mine?
Probably yours, but I was drinking it.
Are there more of those?
I feel like that's mine.
Okay. Yeah, he brought that in.
Are there more of those, Corey?
Carry on.
Hey.
It still tastes like
if there is, I'll bring you one.
Are there just any beer?
Corey made a rare appearance right now. He just ran, got his beer, and he ran.
Now, allegedly, the Sahara wasn't always a desert.
Right.
True.
No, true. Actually, factually true.
Yes. Right. So they put that in there in the movie.
Okay. Sorry. All right. That's good. Well, and it's Atlantis, right?
Right. Well, Atlantis.
Atlantis?
Atlantis is actually closer to Italy. According to the
what a
beautiful
beer,
man
Aquaman.
You're wonderful.
Okay.
So
Atlantis was close to Italy.
Yeah, so wow. Atlantis is where
allegedly.
Italy is.
That's
allegedly.
My favorite word, by the way.
Sicily?
Allegedly.
Oh, allegedly?
You can throw that on the back of anything.
Allegedly.
He's being charged with allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. I allegedly
Atlantis.
May have slept with a woman and forgot her name.
Allegedly.
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 So yeah, Jason Momoa.
Right.
Your science podcast. What happened to the video games?
We doing
that was already
stuff?
A thing.
Guys,
we're talking about nerd stuff.
We're on
right
the
now.
World
like,
tour
we're
of topics.
Fun.
Right.
So nerdy.
Yes. Right.
So anyways, so back to the Momoa.
Back to Momoa.
Mythology.
Yeah.
Back to Momoa.
Back to Momoa.
Back to Momoa. Yeah. And we're
and
not there
Aquaman.
Yet.
Aquaman.
And this Aquaman thing. So, you know, I get to box lunch, right? And immediately this lady comes at me and she's talking about all the sales, right? And sure. She notices I'm wearing an Aquaman t-shirt that I made. Back to Momoa.
That you made?
There we go. Nice.
Yeah, because there's no good Aquaman gear out there.
Like you screen printed.
No, so like I made a stencil and then I got some gold spray paint, fabric spray
you
paint.
You made your own Aquaman t-shirt?
And I just went, and then ta-da,
damn.
Aquaman.
My man. That's what's up.
So,
impressive.
Obviously.
I just buy men's t-shirts.
By the way,
yeah, that's
right. But the problem is,
unfortunately, the right call.
There's no Aquaman gear because Aquaman's not a fucking hero right now. And then all of a sudden, now he's going to explode. Like,
right.
Aquaman's the greatest thing ever. There's going to be Aquaman gear everywhere.
Because Jason Momoa.
People can find out that Aquaman can control Cthulhu.
Right?
He can't. Cthulhu
is
an elder god.
Cthulhu's an elder god, yeah.
No.
Cthulhu is an elder god.
The Pacific Ocean?
Cthulhu's an elder god.
No,
Cthulhu's an old god.
Hang on. Spoiler alert. She's right. Because she was Mr. Momoa was riding an ancient octopus up through the ocean.
That doesn't matter. It's not Cthulhu.
Aquaman
he's an elder god.
Aquaman is even elder than Cthulhu.
He's not.
He's not.
What? He's not. No, he's just an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Honestly, like
a DC insurance policy.
Exactly.
Hey.
I laugh because I'm a huge Green Lantern fan. I'm a huge GL fan.
Right.
Like DC for is like Flash and GL. Like those are the two.
Really?
Flash and GL. Flash. And people are like, you're stupid. I'm like, Flash will fuck up Supes any day. And he has on multiple occasions.
Yes.
But he never, everyone's like, oh, Flash is talking to Superman. I was like, that's wrong. And Flash will mess him up.
Right.
Flash isn't stronger than Superman.
No,
he doesn't have to be.
Physically.
Flash has science and speed behind him.
He doesn't have to be stronger than Superman.
Quote, unquote, stronger. No, 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 no. Yes.
Yeah.
Flash is... I don't know, man. I'm not going to get this because people are like, oh my god, Superman. I'm like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But my point is, when like, well. So Superman dies.
Exactly.
So did Flash.
Yeah.
So,
but for me, though, it was like Flash and GL, like when that first came out, like the gear was amazing.
Right.
And I was like, yes, GL stuff. And then it died off, and I'm like, damn it.
Well, because Ryan Reynolds.
Well, I mean, Ryan Reynolds was.
No, it's not because of Ryan Reynolds. It's because they got Ryan Reynolds to play that horrible Green Lantern.
The reality is, the GL should have been.
Jason Momoa can ride whatever he wants.
GL should have been.
No, if he called me, I'd be like, I guess I'm free.
Like, Hal Jordan should have been somebody older.
All
right. With that era of seriousness to them. Like, it should have been like Nathan Fillion. And I hate going to Nathan Fillion, but like, he's always amazing at what he does. And the best part is,
I don't need that.
He voices. GL in like some of the series, and I'm like,
as long as he brings a lubricant.
Sure, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
He's Aquaman. He's just wet.
Yeah, he's
just
wet. He's just wet.
He's like, dude, I'm sliding
like
right in there, man.
That would be nice.
Also,
his
by the way,
appreciated for sure. Yeah.
Also, another spoiler alert, he rides a dolphin. In this movie.
Okay.
I mean, I rode a dolphin on the Nintendo 64.
Have you rode a dolphin wearing orange and green? Scales with a trident?
No, I would never do that. Those colors
Fun
clash.
Fun fact, I have purpose magnetism. Every time I go to the fucking ocean, I see like a whale or a dolphin or something. Mm.
That's cool.
So are you Mira or are you Aqua Lass?
Aqualass
100%. 100%.
Honestly, with the hair, I like it. She's up here right now with the glasses on, the hair flowing, looking like a fucking DC movie. Like, oh, I'm not a fucking superhero. And then she just looks amazing coming out of it. She's all, yeah, I have powers. And you're like, of course you fucking did because you look amazing and you're super good looking with the glasses
going
and, the,
on here.
And the wonderful hair.
Right.
And the wonderful hair. And she's like, I guess I have powers.
She has Atlantean font around her wrist.
Hey. Also, Mira's makeup never smudged in that entire movie.
Allegedly.
Well, duh. Because she's
allegedly.
Magic.
Allegedly.
I love it when they're like, it's like, oh, it's magic. That's why I make it never smudge. And they're like, it was Sephora. It's Sephora.
Oh, shit.
Definitely Mac.
Wait, what's your first name?
Yeah.
Madison.
What's your second name? Pick one.
Nicole.
Nicole.
Ooh. Madison Nicole of the Sea.
That sounds like a porn star name. I'm sorry. Madison Nicole. Madison Nicole.
No, Curtis Flash with Tom Hanks.
Yes. Hannah, Daryl Hannah. Come on.
Yeah.
The movie I was named after.
I figured as soon as she said Madison.
Oh, really?
As soon as
see,
said
that's
Madison,
very interesting.
Yeah.
As soon as she said Madison, I was like, oh, I was like, Splash.
Yeah.
That's exactly
oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How she smashes all those TVs with her voice.
Aqualad
I'm just saying, like, well, when you mentioned that, though, but I was like, the hair flowing down, and you're like, I'm
everyone
not good.
Everyone always mentions when they meet me, I'm like, they remind me, like, they tell me I remind them of a mermaid. Like, I got pictures of me, like, 6 months old, like, obsessed with the ocean. I used to sing with
Maybe you are Atlantean.
No.
And we just don't know it.
You don't know
I'm
it.
I'm not lying, but I might be.
How do you swim?
Really well.
Yep.
Confirm, mermaid.
Your first live experience ever with a mermaid.
Right.
With
there's
Ms.
no
Madison here.
Yeah, there's no allegedly here.
Your previous host who came in and she vanished.
We call it.
She's trying to avoid the authorities because they're probably going to put her in a tank.
Authorities, scientists.
We have an issue with our government, so.
Ooh, let's not get into that.
No.
That kind of podcast.
So,
yeah.
This has taken a turn.
I'm down,
by
but it's not
Jason
that kind of
Momoa.
Podcast.
Check out.
This is the, this is the number one Jason
check
Momoa.
Check out the VGB link later for the GoFundMe
imagine
for Madison's
right.
bail fund.
Yes. Jason Momoa and Donald Trump. That would be a pretty interesting
no,
picture.
That's not happening. She's more of a Marietta, Georgia type.
True. How am I looking on the stream? How am I looking on the stream?
Via Georgia.
How are you looking right here? Look at you looking dapper with the McCree hat.
There you go. Because usually,
Virginia.
You know, I was born. I was born in the Shire.
Virgin. Yeah,
and then I just moved to America.
Virginia.
So
you know,
I was born small, then I grew large.
I wish
me
that
too.
And a mighty
just
man.
Just not
you
as large. I'm not as
look,
cool.
Look, I wish. I wish when I was growing, I didn't stop when I was 15.
I wish you didn't
I
stop when
I
you
was
were 15
growing,
too.
I didn't start when I was 15. I was like super small and short, and then all of a sudden nature's like.
I wish I didn't stop when I was 11.
Look,
you were that tall at 11?
I was.
God damn. Hey,
look,
you would have been awesome.
Big
11
year old.
Like 10 year old boys were like,
what?
Hey, a
giant
tall 11 year old. And all of a sudden, like,
my growth got stunted.
Amazonian 11 year old.
What was the culprit?
What was the culprit?
Hey,
it's Mountain Dew and coffee.
The culprit was my parents.
Your parents' genetics.
That's
what the culprit was.
The culprit was.
I was like, for the record, if McDonald's made you that short, McDonald's made me this fat.
Oh.
You know what? You have a better argument for that than she does.
It's true.
Wow.
It's true.
I'm just saying, because it's been argued multiple times that people are fat because of
both
it's like,
true.
Right.
Both are true.
I'm fat because I didn't work out and I ate a lot of great food and I didn't give a shit. And I'm like,
to great food.
Yeah, right.
To great
like,
food.
You know what? I wouldn't say you're fat. I would say you have mass, which would make you a massive man.
Yeah.
I like great food.
In personality and stature.
Ah, okay.
Or in other people's words, a mass hole.
Uh-huh. Okay, so
hold on. So a mass hole?
Wait, I referee roller derby. I know somebody whose roller derby name is Mass Hole.
You referee roller derby?
We actually talked about roller derby before.
I don't know what's more mind blowing: the fact that you referee roller derby or someone's birth name is Mass Hole.
No, it's not his birth name.
No.
So in derby, you pick your own.
Okay,
name.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So like
he goes by Mass Hole. Yeah, like a pseudonym.
A guy or a girl?
A guy.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What?
What's up?
Absolutely.
Yeah, talk to
sure
the talk to the mic.
To being a Massachusetts asshole.
He's not from Massachusetts.
No.
Wow.
Massachusetts
asshole.
I am a Massachusetts asshole.
But you're Irish.
Well,
have you not seen Boston?
Have you never been
to Boston?
To Massachusetts.
I love that. Oh, but you're Irish. Have you not been to Massachusetts?
And you know what?
Isn't Boston
for remembering?
Yeah. Have you ever seen The Departed?
I appreciate that.
How could I forget
The Departed?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm forgettable.
Have you ever seen The Departed? Like that's pretty much Massachusetts.
Do you not remember our first conversation of how much I wanted to move to Ireland?
I do.
Okay.
I was there.
I remember.
Ireland is awesome, and at the same time, it's not.
Right.
Ireland looks like a boot. No, that's Italy.
Yeah.
Italy looks like a boot.
I love you. Like, so real quick. He was like, Ireland. No, that's Italy.
You know, that's funny. That's the other half of me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I was picking up that
Italian
signal.
Italian
and
Irish.
I am.
Yeah. He's an Irish Italian.
Which is super awkward.
Stefan?
Depends
black
on
Irish. Yeah.
You're black Irish.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm Mexican.
Most people don't
Irish.
Know what that even means.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Brown hair.
Okay, gotcha.
Not just brown hair.
Irish usually have red hair.
Yeah.
Or allegedly.
Not necessarily. It's lighter brown. Okay.
The black Irish is actually...
A group of
Mediterranean. That sounds like something from the DC universe.
Yeah. Yes.
Mediterranes.
Mediterranean. You said black Irish, and as soon as you said that, I knew what you meant. Sounds more Star Wars. Midichlorians. It was in all intents and purposes of the word.
Right.
It was definitely a cross. It was a cross.
And I don't even like beer.
Hybrid, or AKA a miscegenation of the Mediterranean and then the Irish blood, where you
I like
have
the
after
effect. I like the skirt from the burnt tire.
So can I blow your guys' minds?
Sure, go ahead.
The red hair in the Irish.
A red heron?
No, it's okay. Irish.
It's his pubes.
The red hair in the Irish is an Irish.
It's not
that's a red heron.
It's Dutch.
It's Dutch.
Isn't that a red heron?
It's Dutch. So the Firbolgs were the original inhabitants.
Right.
You might have played World of Warcraft and they have Firbolgs and it's really, really offensive.
I thought the giants were the original inhabitants of Ireland.
No.
They used to throw stones between the giants in England and Ireland. And that's why
I mean, we're talking about actual people, not mythology.
You know what? Sometimes I don't know where the line blurs.
Right?
So, and those are the cool and interesting stories.
I agree.
Thank you. Jesus was real. Thank you.
Sorry. What about those?
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, shit. I got awkward real quick. I'm going to drink.
Dun, dun, dun. He was a human.
Let me swallow my beer and throw it behind me. Hold on.
Jesus was a human.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what you believe.
So is Thor.
Thor was the son of
Odin, who was the son of God.
Right. Well, Jesus and Thor are both the sons of God.
Right.
Ooh.
I mean, Jesus threw water into wine. Thor threw Odin. Lightning and had a hammer. Like, I think Thor's got it cooler.
Whoa, Jesus was a carpenter.
Yeah. That's true. He could build.
He had a hammer.
Son of a carpenter.
He was also a carpenter.
Yeah.
Odin had a fucking like lightning trident, aka like Aquaman. By the way, Jason Momoa circling around.
Odin had a spear.
Arthur Curry is.
Who cares?
I care.
Poseidon's son.
I said 40 minutes ago that. Oh, wait until we get to Norse mythology, and now we're here.
Here we are.
He had a spear.
I dig it.
Yeah.
I dig it. By the way, not racist at all. Called spear chuckers or any of that weird shit. Whoa. Just he had a spear. People get weird on the internet. People troll and chat. I don't even know what's going on right now.
Spear chuckers.
Anyway, right. It's a racist act.
Anyway.
So, to blow your mind.
How is spear chucking racist?
It's not.
Right.
That would be a member of a maybe a tribal setting who throws spears, right?
But
right.
Find me a culture that didn't have a tribal beginning.
I wouldn't be able to do that for you.
Nobody can. You can't. Anthropologists cannot.
I wouldn't be the one to do that for you.
That's actually part of my gamer tag. So my tag is Germanic Ogre, like the Germanic tribes of all that area.
Sure, yeah.
Right. Ogre being my 6'5".
A large, massive man. A masshole.
Right.
A masshole.
A masshole, exactly. A Germanic masshole.
Mine is a girl keeps
A girl skeet skeet.
I'll skeet skeet skeet.
To the window.
Can a girl skeet skeet?
To the moment,
tune in next time.
That's what I heard through the headphones. So I'm sorry.